In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. Today we observe what is known as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, that is, rejoice. As we draw more proximately to the Christmas celebrations, and our hearts are filled with that expectant joy, as we unite our hearts with the hearts of Our Lady and of Saint Joseph, as we await the celebration of the Nativity of Christ to renew our love of Him, to renew His birth in our hearts. And as we do this today, as we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, our readings, they especially highlight one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit that we as followers of Jesus Christ seek to exude and to live in our Christian lives, namely the fruit of joy. As we await in joy these days of Advent, especially as we come down to the final week of Advent, anticipating the birth of Christ, we recall that it is the Holy Spirit's fruit of joy that gives us that ability to live our Christian lives with joy, always seeking to rejoice in the Lord. We see this joy expressed in so many of the lives of the saints throughout the Church's history, and today I'd like to focus on one of those saints in particular. I'd like to focus upon Saint Philip Neri. Saint Philip Neri was known as the saint who laughed his way into heaven. Born in 1515 in Florence, Italy, he was one of four children. His mother died at a very young age, but this did not keep Philip from having that joyful, merry disposition that he possessed throughout his entire life. As a young boy, he was known as Pippo Buono, which is Italian for good little Philip, because he was dutiful, he was cheerful, and he was popular amongst those whom he had encountered because of his character and his disposition. At 18, he joined a family member in a business that he was expected to eventually take over. But shortly after he had begun his work in this business, he experienced a profound conversion experience. And after this, he entrusted himself entirely to God's providence. He left the business and everything behind, and he went to Rome to go to live there, to live in an attic of all places. But he was employed as tutoring children of a particular family. But he would spend most of his spare time in prayer and in contemplation, especially going to visit the catacombs to pray by the bodies of the saints. Philip, whenever he lived in Rome, he would go about the streets of Rome, and he would just make acquaintances as he went. He would enter into ordinary conversation with people that he encountered. And slowly but surely, he began bringing the gospel to people, and he aided in reviving their lives of faith. Because you see, at the time, he lived at the time that was after the Protestant Reformation, in which the faith had really left the so many people's lives. But through his gentle and personal approach, he began to help people to abandon their careless way of life, to abandon their mediocrity that so many of them had been living. At the time, there was a lot of abuses that were occurring in the church, of which little was being done. There was a life of corruption that reigned amongst the clergy, and so much of this just caused people to lapse and to fall into cynicism and in disbelief. But St. Philip Neri, he took it as an opportunity to evangelize to them and to help to revive their faith. He would even take his friends and his acquaintances that he made along the way, and he would whisk them away to go to visit the sick at hospitals in Rome, as well as visiting and praying at the various churches in Rome. He also helped to popularize the 40 hours devotion to the Holy Eucharist in Rome, and he would take in needy pilgrims who would come to visit the various holy sites in Rome. On the eve of Pentecost of the year 1544, St. Philip had this very profound mystical spiritual experience while he was praying in the catacombs. During this time of prayer, he witnessed a globe of fire that entered into his mouth and subsequently entered into his heart. And as this happened, he felt intense joy and intense love, the divine love that only God can give. And he experienced this so intensely that he begged the Lord to stop. He begged the Lord for it to stop because the joy and the love was so intense. And after this experience, he discovered that there was a swelling over his heart. And as the story goes, after he died, they did an autopsy on his chest to investigate what the swelling was. And they found that his rib cage had burst open and had regrown around his heart. And it is concluded that it was from this experience, that experience of that intense love that he felt in his heart, that literally it caused his chest to explode out of love of Almighty God. In his humility, Philip did not seek to pursue holy orders to become a priest, but after some persuasion, after some time, he eventually consented and was ordained a priest on May the 23rd, 1551. After he was ordained a priest, he would spend long hours in the confessional, much like St. John Vianney or St. Padre Pio, and he was known for his great charity towards the poor. He drew people to a life of prayer, and he celebrated Mass with great reverence and with great love, drawing people into a deeper experience of the worship of God at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. St. Philip Neri, after a life of holiness and service to our Blessed Lord as a priest of the Church, he went on to his eternal reward on May the 26th of the year 1595 at the age of 80 years old. Over his years that he spent in Rome, St. Philip Neri helped to revive the faith of countless, countless souls that he had encountered over time. Because of his good witness, because of his holiness, and by his docile and his prayerful disposition. But a key quality that he was very popularly known for was his sense of humor and the joy that he exuded. It's said that St. Philip would go around and he would play practical jokes on people, including the seminarians who were studying for the priesthood that he had come to know. He would play practical jokes on them and amongst a number of his friends as well. It is said that he kept a notebook of jokes in his desk so that whenever certain dignitaries would come, like bishops and cardinals and other dignitaries, he would take out his joke book and he would read a couple of jokes in order to sort of lighten the mood. He would do all sorts of funny and silly and humorous things, including he would shave off half of his beard at times, and he would go to meetings and to parties just to get a laugh out of it. Now, if you see Father Kelly doing that, you may want to call the mental institution because probably gone mental. And I don't know if he ever played any, you know, certain pranks on any of his relatives or anything, like putting a 20-foot snowman in the front yard or anything like that. I don't know if he did anything like that. Okay, present company excluded. But he was a man who was truly humorous, and he just enjoyed life. And especially in the midst of the times that he was living, he really sought to bring that joy to so many who truly needed to experience that joy. But even though he was a humorous saint, people knew St. Philip and they took him very seriously because they knew of his great humility and of his great holiness. Even though he lived during those trying times, he saw it as an opportunity to joyfully live out the faith, to encourage others in their journey of faith. When it came to the celebration of Holy Mass, he knew that that was a time to indeed be serious. He wasn't a clown when it came to the celebration of Mass. He didn't make a show of it, but he celebrated it with great reverence and with great love. He knew when to be humorous, but he also knew when to be serious as well. He truly had a proper balance to his life, and that's what made him so attractive to so many people, and that's what made him so popular, even though he was not seeking that popularity, but simply trying to be a good witness to Christ and to live his life in humility. And as he did so, he drew many into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. In the day and age in which we live, the story of St. Philip Neri and his humor and his joy is certainly a good reminder to each and every one of us of the importance of seeking to live out our Catholic faith with true joy. Obviously, we know that looking out in the world and the things that go on around us at times can dishearten us and can even discourage us at times. And certainly we do recognize the evil that is present in our world, but as we do recognize it, we seek to combat it by being faithful to God and being faithful to His Church. Indeed, we must call a spade, recognize evil for what it is. But in response, we must seek to live out our faith well and to fight the good fight. We must have that balance of knowing certainly when to be recollected, prayerful, and serious, especially when we come to Mass, but also to seek to live out our faith in joy. Like St. Philip, to keep a healthy balance and to cling to joy even in the midst of our sufferings. We know that we won't always enjoy certain things of life, especially those things that cause us sadness and suffering, but we know that we can still, in the depths of our hearts, be joyful, knowing of the life that is to come, that life that is promised to us who are faithful to Christ and to His Church. So in these final days of the Advent season, my dear brothers and sisters, let us joyfully prepare for the Christmas celebrations. Let us reflect upon and think about the many ways in which the good God has blessed us, the many ways in which he has superabundantly poured forth his graces to us in so many ways. And let us meditate especially upon Our Lady's joy and the joy of Saint Joseph as they joyfully anticipated the birth of our Lord. Let us truly turn to prayer more deeply this week, including coming to the Christmas Novena as we have the chance and the opportunity to do so, to help us prayerfully and spiritually prepare for the Christmas celebration, keeping our focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near, brothers and sisters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.